Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So I've got this idea. You know, they're trying to kick Trump off the ballot in Maine, citing insurrection. Well, I'll tell you, the Democrats are pretty much, I guess, just they're accusing Trump of insurrection, right? And they're trying to keep him off the ballot, you know, because of insurrection. Well, how about this? What if we just accuse all the Democrats of insurrection? I mean, all of them. And then nobody can run for anything. For the Democrats. Well, folks, I don't know. It's worth a try, isn't it? Folks, welcome to the Friday/weekend edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you. And it's a great pleasure to be with you this morning as we're going to kick it into gear here on this Friday/weekend edition. We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot of ground to cover. It is the last show that we're doing for the year. And of course, we're going to be out of the studio. Quick program note, we'll be out of the studio for the weekend show. And we'll be out Monday morning, which is New Year's Day. We'll also be out Tuesday morning, but back Wednesday morning, same pattern as we had with the Christmas holiday. And we hope that you have a very safe and happy New Year. And we're going to be talking about New Year's, as a matter of fact, on the program this morning, because in light of all these protests that we're seeing, protests trying to tie up LAX or JFK or other places, there are some real security concerns, and we'll address some of those here on the program this morning. The telephone number, if you'd like to call in, is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we will get that during the broadcast. All right. So, well, again, folks, as I said, you know, a little facetiously there in the intro. Yes, you know, I guess just accuse all the Democrats of insurrection. And ergo, they can't be on the ballot, right? This would be the logic. See, this is the actual logic. And I'm trying to be funny. But the actual logic of this is that you have people who are simply declaring that Donald Trump is an insurrectionist. This from Newsmax, Maine's Democratic Secretary of State on Thursday removed former President Donald Trump from the state's presidential primary ballot under the Constitution's insurrection clause, becoming the first election official to take action unilaterally as the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to decide whether Trump remains eligible to return to the White House. I don't know, folks. I mean, a plain reading of the 14th Amendment, Section 3, which we're all starting to sort of know by heart now, a plain reading of that clearly shows that President Donald Trump is not ineligible to run for president. This has become such a political sort of statement, a political position, an agenda that is, again, it's like you just keep saying it enough. You know, it's like it's kind of like big lie strategy, right? You just keep lying the same lie over and over and over again, and people believe it after a while. At least that's the theory, right? It's called big lie strategy. So Trump's an insurrectionist. Oh, yes. Well, we'll get on some news networks and we'll say Trump's an insurrectionist, and we'll have that. And it'll eventually sort of take on a life of its own. And then when people see, oh, the Maine Secretary of State, They unilaterally took Trump off the ballot. Oh, well, of course, why not? Well, he's an insurrectionist, right? So the decision by Secretary of State Shayna Bellows follows a ruling earlier this month, of course, by the Colorado Supreme Court. Now, this is where it's different. You had a Supreme Court, state Supreme Court, decide that Trump was ineligible, and with knowing full well that it would be reviewed by the Supreme Court at some point. But this is different because you have an individual, one person, simply saying, nope, sorry, you can't vote for this particular candidate because of what I think about them, right? So again, this is in line, or rather follows along with the ruling earlier this month that booted Trump from the ballot under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. The decision has been stayed until the U.S. Supreme Court decides whether Trump is barred by the Civil War era provision, which prohibits those who, quote, engaged in insurrection from holding office. Trump's campaign said it would appeal Bellows' decision to Maine state courts, and Bellows suspended her ruling until the court system rules on the case. In the end, it is likely that the nation's highest court will have the final say on whether Trump appears on the ballot in Maine and in the other states. And I think, you know, I don't know that we're even going out too far on a limb on this, but I do think the Supreme Court of the United States is going to very quickly rule on this once they review it. In other words, it's not going to be long deliberations and argumentation and this kind of thing, because, again, you go back to a plain reading of the whole thing. And so I do think that they will shoot it down, and that's going to cause an entirely different problem at that point in terms of what we'll hear about the court. The court's illegitimate. Trump appointed some of these judges, so they're just simply doing his bidding. They are his minions, and we're going to have to go to their houses again and protest and all this kind of stuff because they didn't vote the way we wanted them to vote. Because now the Supreme Court, the concept of the Supreme Court, I think in the minds of many, and I shudder to think this, but in the minds of many, it has been morphed into this is merely a political rubber stamp for the left or the right and so forth. When in reality, the history of the court, you get a lot of surprises. You know, a lot of presidents have appointed justices who haven't ruled, you know, quote unquote, the way they would have wanted them to, you know, based on their political beliefs or their political party or their political agenda. So that's what's so great about the law, right? The law is the law is the law, and it should transcend politics. And that's what I think the Supreme Court is going to do in this case. When we come back, folks, we have much more to talk about. We have so many things to cover on the program this morning. Don't even know where to start. It is the Friday/Weekend Edition. Kyle Warren with you, and we're coming right back. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through this Friday / weekend edition. We hope that you have some great, you know, weekend New Year's plans. A lot of people I talked to today, they're looking to have kind of a quiet New Year's Eve. I don't blame them. But again, you know, something we've been talking about all week on the program, you know, so many people that I talk to, they all kind of say the same thing. And they say, I'm ready for 2023 to be over. They're ready for 2024, you know, come what may. They're ready for a new thing. They're ready for a change. They're ready for the future to start happening. And, of course, it's an election year. This makes it doubly important. We're going to be, of course, getting more and more intense, you know, as we start into the new year. It's really going to start feeling like the election is going to really start kicking into gear, even though it'll just be January. But this time is going to fly by. You'll see. This time is going to fly by. The events, you know, happening around the world and our country. We don't know exactly what things are going to look like, you know, 3 months from now, let alone almost a year from now to next November. Right. So we're going to see. But we are excited. And the people I've talked to, they're excited to have the new year come along. Well, folks, once again, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And just to sort of finish up here on the Trump ballot issues. Now, of course, in Maine, you know, they're taking them off there, but also in, and I believe that will, again, this will all be subject to what the Supreme Court eventually decides. But in Colorado, this from Breitbart, as Breitbart News reported last week, Colorado Supreme Court, again, they ruled the 4-3 opinion on the insurrection clause and so forth. But what we understand is that President Donald Trump's name will appear on the Colorado primary ballot as the legal team appeals this decision. I think even the Colorado Supreme Court Board sort of baked that in to their decision, saying, knowing full well that it was going to be appealed. So again, we'll see, and this is all part of that process. But at the heart of this, my friends, is this notion of insurrection, right? So if you've engaged in insurrection, according to the 14th Amendment, Section 3, you can't hold office unless, right, it's overturned by two-thirds of the Congress, basically. So there, even back then, it is a Civil War era thing. There's still this mechanism by which somebody could be restored to eligible status, basically. So I think that's also important to note. But let's listen in here real briefly. Alan Dershowitz was speaking to Forbes Newsroom, and he had this to say about the idea of insurrection. This is one of those words that is now being tossed around, and it's actually losing its oomph. That's a technical term, right? That's a political science technical term. Oomph. It's lost its oomph in being thrown out there, because it shouldn't be thrown out there for actual, serious, legitimate, lack of a better air quotes, legitimate insurrection that meets the standards of what an insurrection really is. But let's listen to what Alan Dershowitz had to say as he talked about the many faces of insurrection.
I'm very worried that we're living at a time in which people call things insurrections. Look, Black Lives Matter was seen by some as an insurrection. Keeping the border open and allowing 100,000 people to come through is seen by some Republicans as an insurrection. People believe that the demonstrations in New York against Israel and against the United States, some of which are calling for the overthrow of the United States government, those are insurrections. I know a real insurrection when I see it. The Civil War was a real insurrection. Armed forces by one series of states against another. That's what the framers of the 14th Amendment had in mind. They didn't have in mind street brawls. They didn't have in mind protests, even protests that get out of hand, even the terrible events of January 6th. They're not insurrections. They're protests gone bad.
So that's actually a pretty interesting perspective, don't you think? They're not real insurrections. They're protests gone bad. But of course, in this day and age, in the modern era of crafting the narrative, not only in the mass media, but on social media, and it used to be mass media was the reigning king or queen, basically, of everything. But now it really truly is social media. But having that social media narrative spun up in order to have everybody believe, oh, it's an insurrection. Oh, sure. Well, of course it's an insurrection. And we got to apply this. Well, that's not really right. And this is another reason, my friends, why Alan Dershowitz is so cool, right? that's another political science 50-cent term, isn't it? He's cool. I think he is, because he's telling it like it is, and he's not afraid to. Alan Dershowitz, who is not a Republican, who is not a Trump supporter in the grand sense. He is someone who has fought by the side of Donald Trump for his civil rights, his civil liberties, because primarily Dershowitz describes himself as a civil libertarian. But the idea is that you can't just sort of morph the law or morph the phraseology into just the thing that you want. There has to be, and this is why constitutional interpretation is so very important, because if you simply take everything out of context and just read into it whatever the current modern thing of the day is, well, you're going to go bad every single time. That's why you have to have some history. You have to have some perspective. And if you don't have that, then again, you're just going to go off the rails. And this, by the way, just parenthetically, this is one of the reasons why in our country in general, if we don't teach history, if we don't have that perspective, if we don't understand the events that came before and why they did what they did, even if we disagree with what they did in light of our modern day perspective or thinking, if we simply cancel everything out and pretend like it never existed, well, we're going to be doomed because we're going to be flailing around and the next generation will be flailing around and all they will understand is this, you know, this eternal now. And I think that picks up from Orwell, if I'm not mistaken. But it's this notion that there is, in, you know, in 1984, right? There's really no past and there's no future. There's just the now, and we can rewrite that now any time we want, any way that we want. And if we do that, then we can just simply say, "Oh no, we've never been at war with East Asia." You know, if you read the book or saw the movies or something, no, we've never been at war with them. We've only been at war with somebody else. Well, wait a minute. I thought we were always at war with East Asia. And I may not be getting it exactly right, but that's the concept, right? And lo and behold, these kinds of things are happening in the sense that you need to be able to rewrite history. You need to be able to cancel out history. You need to be able to simply tell people, this is what you need to believe right now. And if you don't believe it, and if you don't act on it, and if you don't accept it, and if you question it, then you're this or that, or we're going to cancel you. So, at any rate, that's my little dissertation there on history and perspective. But it all goes back to this perspective of looking at the 14th Amendment, Section 3, and I appreciate what Dershowitz was talking about. This was not what the framers had in mind when they wrote this. The framers of this amendment. It was not what they had in mind. And of course, I think that to use it only for these political ends is really not cool. So Dershowitz cool, this not cool, basically. I think that's what I'm getting at. Well, once again, folks, it is the Friday / weekend edition, and we're having fun already here on the program. As I said, I don't even know where to start. We have so many other things to tell you about today. We're going to tell you about some of these anti-Israel protests that were at the World Trade Center. They're shouting revolution and Allahu Akbar, basically. And this brings me to, again, a very, 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 very startling and chilling sort of thing. And that is what happens when everybody starts celebrating New Year's. We understand the New York Police Department's bracing for protests that could erupt. And some are even using the term Black Swan event in order to describe this. So we have to be very, very careful. We have to be very concerned with security as we go into this new year. So folks, stay right there. We have so much to talk about. As I said, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. We're going to take a short break, got to pay a couple of bills. And when we come back, there's going to be a lot more.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bello made the decision Thursday.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law to ensure the candidates, all the candidates who appear on the primary ballot are qualified for the office they seek.
Bellows says Trump knew the risks for violence on January 6th and ignored them, which she believes disqualifies him from seeking office. Israeli tanks and warplanes are reportedly targeting central and southern Gaza as the Israel-Hamas conflict reaches its 12th week. Israel's defense minister says the attacks are a crucial step in the mission to dismantle Hamas. Times Square, New York City, the place to be for a New Year's Eve celebration. Sunday's festivities include performances by Flo Rida, Paul Anka, and Jelly Roll. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Friday / weekend edition, and we are racing through it, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to opine this morning. And you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, you know, before we get to some of these security concerns, there's a lot of concern out there about the economy. For one thing, Bidenomics, it's not really working out too well for everybody. It's working out so well that the White House doesn't even want to use the term Bidenomics anymore. And this is an interesting sort of development as we head to the end of the year, isn't it? You know, just a short time ago, comparatively, Joe Biden was out there saying, you know, they're calling it Bidenomics. And, you know, they're trying to make it sound bad, you know, but here's the thing. It's working, you know, and he would go down and whisper into the microphone, it's working. Well, it's not really working. It's not really, it's working so terribly even the White House, again, they don't really want to talk about it. Now, we've heard a lot about these higher education schools, these big Ivy League schools. But this was an interesting article, a headline, and that was Harvard MBA grads aren't getting jobs like they used to. So, you know, before we start talking about what's going on, there's these serious issues, no doubt about it. In fact, these issues at some of these big universities are so important when it comes to anti-Semitism that any federal dollars that ever go there, I think we got to look very long and hard and demand that they don't go there until something is done about this horrible scourge of anti-Semitism that is running rampant. And because if it was anything, I mean, literally anything else, it would be a major concern, and they would be addressing it, one might think. But I mentioned this because this is all about the slowdown, basically in the economy, or really much more of a wait and see sort of a perspective. And that is, and this is not just Harvard, it includes some of these other big schools where, you know, they used to get a lot of job offers. Some 95% might get job offers back in 2022. 96% of the graduating class might get job offers in 2021. But now that's declining basically to about 86%, I think, at least from Harvard. But this article, Business Insider, University of Chicago's Booth School of Business data, shows job placement rates this year are also down slightly compared to 2022. The declining rates, and this is why this is important, come as industries that typically recruit MBA grads, like tech and consulting, are tamping down their pace of hiring. Consulting firms like Bain and Ernst & Young have delayed start dates for new hires while business remains slow. Meanwhile, tech companies have also pulled back on hiring or are even implementing hiring freezes as they seek to cut costs post-pandemic. Many firms are taking a, quote, wait-and-see approach to new hires amid an uncertain market. Barbara Coward, the founder of MBA admissions consulting from MBA 360, let the Financial Times know that particular bit of information. But so what this tells me is that everything isn't hunky-dory. The other day, Joe Biden said, you know, you're not reporting the economy right. You know, do it right, do the right job, and this kind of thing. This poor guy, he's just still having a lot of issues. There's no doubt about that. But you always know this. When you've got to go out and tell the reporters that they're just not reporting this right, then you know that you're in big trouble. It's almost like it's just a huge red flag for the idea that, you know, things aren't really as rosy as somebody might tell you. It would be difficult to stand outside the grocery store and try to explain to people and have a chart and say, well, as you're walking into the grocery store to spend oodles of money on a couple of bags of groceries, you're wrong if you think that this is too much, that it's not sustainable for you. It's really something. So when you're explaining too much, then you are definitely losing. And that's where we're at, I think, with Bidenomics and this kind of thing. But we look out and see what industry is doing. We look out and see even this particular little metric here, I think, speaks volumes. Because, you know, all these different things that we see kind of lead to the idea, well, you know, it's not going to start taking off. It may actually get worse. And, of course, ultimately, sorry, folks, had to hit the cough button. Ultimately, you know, we don't want things to get worse per se because this hurts real people, right? But if we are looking with our crystal ball and we're trying to figure out what might occur, it's more likely, in my opinion, that this wait-and-see approach is the right approach because we're going to have to see exactly if things really do start improving. And they're not just going to improve because Bidenomics is great. Right. They would only improve in spite of Bidenomics. And that's why, in order to get these policies changed and so forth, in order to take the restraints off the American people to really excel, that's where we got to go with this thing. Then it really will take off. And of course, get our energy issues under control. All right. Let's head over to the telephone lines. They're starting to light up. We got John in Sarasota this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle. I have something I'd like to share that you might find interesting about what you're discussing.
Okay.
Psychopaths have an artistic and grossly inflated view of their self-worth and importance, a truly outstanding egocentricity and sense of entitlement, and they see themselves as the center of the universe, as superior beings who are justified in living accordingly to their own rules.
Mm-hmm.
Does any of that sound familiar? Anywhere?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was in a fortune cookie.
Say again?
I found that in a fortune cookie.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, exactly. Yeah, well, you know, you do have some people that unfortunately come across your path that are just like that. That's the scary part, right?
Well, Bidenomics, wouldn't that explain something about living by your own rules and gaslighting to the effect of what you see is really not happening?
Well, that's right. That's exactly it. Yeah, because they've got to explain it to you. See, because you and I, we don't have advanced economic degrees, right? So we just can't understand that when we have to pay so much more at the grocery store, that it's actually okay. And if we complain, we're kind of just showing our ignorance about things.
Correct. And being how many trillions of dollars in debt is the way that we're supposed to be raised and grow up and live. I mean, you know, if I can't live in my means, then why shouldn't I live in debt?
Right. Yeah, and that's what's hanging over everybody's heads, and it's hanging over our country's head as well. I mean, this is not sustainable.
No, it's not sustainable, but I have one more thing real quick. You might appreciate this. A gentleman and his wife went to the Holy Land, and she passed away over there, and he said to the priest, "Geez, I don't know what to do. Should I bring her back to Ohio and bury her for $5,000, or should I bury her in the Holy Land?" And he said, "Well, bury her in the Holy Land. It's only $1,000. And then he said to the priest, "Let me ask you a question." He said, "Jesus was buried here." He said, "Yes, that's correct. But didn't Jesus rise from the dead 3 years later?" He says, "Yes, that's correct." He says, "Well, I can't take that chance. I better bring her back to Ohio."
Well, that's right. Yeah, yeah. That's funny. That I got to give you that. That's very funny. Well, you have a very happy New Year, John, and we'll talk to you in the New Year as well.
Thank you, my friend. Keep the stick on the ice. Adios.
Thanks. Take care. All right. John in Sarasota, everybody. Yes, that's right. 3 days later, I guess you'd have to watch out. But yes, very funny. I appreciate that. You know, because we do need to smile, especially as we head into New Year's Eve. You know, there really is a lot of reasons, by the way, to smile. There's a lot of reasons why this country and why conservative thought, conservative ideals really do have I think a real chance of breaking through. I think you'll even have, I hope, some young people as well. But certainly across the highways and byways of the land, rank and file Democrats who also know that if somebody's trying to explain to them why how much they have to pay at the grocery store is really not something that they can get a grasp on, just go pay it, they might be ready for a change as well. So, you never know, folks, but we're going to be optimistic, no doubt about that. Folks, when we come back, we've got our first traveler report, trucker traveler report, and also we got a great song, especially as we head into the New Year's weekend. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Friday/weekend edition. We are continuing, folks, and we are back. We are live, and we are happy that you're there. We're happy to be here, and we're heading into our first Trucker Traveler Report here of the morning. And don't forget, those of you new to the program, what we do in hour number one and hour number two at this time in this segment is we got a great song lined up for you every single morning, actually a couple of different great songs. And what it's designed to do is to make sure that you kind of keep going. You get your blood pumping. If you're going down the road in a semi truck, if you're doing whatever it is that you're doing in the morning, if you're traveling across, if you're working your job, working a shift, whatever, you know, it's our job, it's our privilege, and it is our solemn duty to make sure that you're revved up and ready to go as we go through the overnight hours across America. And it is a great privilege, by the way. It is absolutely a great privilege. Well, as this is our last program for the year, and again, we return live Wednesday morning, January the 3rd, we decided, well, we need a couple of pretty cool songs to play that kind of, and this one you may not be aware of. You probably know the group The Call. They had that song When the Walls Came Down and so forth. But this is another great song by them, and it's a song that I think starts to encapsulate, you know, how we feel as we head into the new year, but all the things that have gone before, all the people that are out there working across America, getting the job done. And this is The Call. And it's a song called Let the Day Begin.
Here's to the babies in a brand new world. Here's to the beauty of the stars. Here's to the travelers on the open road. Here's to the dreamers in the bars. Here's to the teachers in the crowded rooms. Here's to the workers in the fields. Here's to the preachers of the sacred words. Here's to the drivers of the wheel. Here's to you, my love, with blessings from above. Let the day begin.
Welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And I just want to let that song play a little bit this morning because, again, it's we're looking to the future. We're also looking back, and we're also, you know, looking out across America to all those people that he just mentioned in that song from The Call. And the drivers behind the wheel, everybody doing things across America that just make us go. And it, when you kind of look at it from that perspective, you got all these different people, the teachers in the crowded rooms, you know, all these different things happening. It is really, really awesome, isn't it? That's what I think. All right, let's take a look here. This from AccuWeather. Lack of major storms and frigid air across the lower 48 will help with the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day celebrations. As well as the tail end of holiday travel in most locations. But there are going to be a few trouble spots out there. In fact, right now we're going to take a look. Like, for example, I think especially in New York City, I think things are supposed to be pretty good. Usually is, you know, for New York City. It can get super cold and so forth, but most of the time where the ball's going to drop in Times Square, it's usually, you know, pretty good weather comparatively. People can bundle up and they can stand out there for hours and hours and hours. And then once the ball drops, and then they dissipate, and then they go home, and they get warm. But let's take a look here. This is in Illinois, near Jacksonville, Springfield, Illinois. Snow will fall throughout central and southeast Illinois tonight, basically, then taper off from north to south on Friday morning. That's now. Accumulations around an inch will be common. Snow will be wet with a mix of rain and snow at times, and accumulations could range from little or nothing in some areas to 2 inches in others. So this is covering the area of Springfield, Illinois, over towards Danville, and then down towards Evansville, I believe Kentucky, I believe. But at any rate, it looks like we've also got over in Virginia. This is going to be in the eastern part of Virginia, south of Washington, D.C., Richmond area. We've got fog developing over portions of the Virginia Piedmont, eastward to the northern neck and middle peninsula. Visibilities less than 1 mile will be common, so be careful in that area as well. We've also got a freeze warning for our friends in southern Mississippi, down through Gulfport, and then down through New Orleans, Louisiana as well, and on down to the rest of the coastline there as you head out to the Gulf of Mexico, south of New Orleans. And over in Texas, we've got this near Victoria, a little bit north of Corpus Christi. Looks like we got light winds lots and lots of cooling going on tonight as well. But now in terms of precipitation, let's take a quick look. We do have a lot of stuff sitting off the west coast of the United States. It's out in the ocean right now. Lots and lots of precipitation out there. But where we see it coming ashore right now is going to be up near Florence, Oregon, basically. Again, they're right there on the central coast of Oregon. That's Richard the Marine territory, I believe. And then also right now, actively, Chicago, a lot of rain in Chicago right now. In the central Illinois, we have rain mixed with snow. St. Charles, you've got rains mixed with snow down again towards Evansville. Then the central Missouri, Columbia, you've got snow actually in that whole area right now. And so also, if you are traveling along I-70, through central Missouri, you could be getting a touch of that as well. This also goes down towards Springfield, Missouri this morning. But other than that, that's what we're seeing. So fortunately, it's a pretty quiet map overall for our folks out there. And so that's a good thing. But once again, and when we come back after the top of the hour, we'll talk more about obviously what's happening with President Trump and the Maine ballot decision by the Maine Secretary of State. And then also, of course, the security concerns that we are going to be faced with, I think, as we head into this New Year's weekend. Also on the program this morning, we'll be talking more about what's happening in the Red Sea. We'll have Denise Simon on here in about an hour or so. And then we'll also be talking this morning with Frank Silvato in hour number four, and it's always a great time with Frank, and we just kind of like to light it up a lot, and I'm sure that we will. So stay tuned, because we always have a great discussion with Denise. We'll also talk with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. It is chock full, folks, for a Friday / weekend edition. Please don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number, and we are coming right back. You'll hear your top of the hour news, get all updated on everything, and then we're coming right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.